Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad you're here today. Are you tired of the never-ending to-do list, the pressure to be everything to everybody, and the feeling that you're constantly falling short as a wife, a mom, as a woman of God? The world often tells women that their worth is based on their accomplishments, their productivity, or their ability to juggle multiple roles perfectly. Does this sound familiar to you? This constant striving can leave us feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and completely disconnected from the true source of life and peace, and that's Jesus Christ. Let's imagine Sarah. Sarah's a Christian wife and mom, juggling a demanding job, kids' school activities, volunteer work at church, and the never-ending demands of daily life. She's constantly busy, always feeling like she's playing catch-up. Can you relate to this woman? Yeah, me too. Sarah knows she should spend time with Jesus. She knows John 15 about the vine and the branches, where Jesus says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." She believes it, but in her day-to-day rush to get things done, it's the first thing that gets pushed aside. Her Bible sits unopened. Her prayer life is limited to rushed pleas before bed. Sarah's like a branch trying to produce fruit. The fruit of a peaceful home, a loving attitude, genuine joy and service. But without the life-giving flow of the vine, Jesus, she's trying to make these things through sheer willpower, through trying harder, through pushing herself to be good enough. Here's where the disconnection starts to show in Sarah's life. Number one, she's the overstretched mama. Sarah's constantly running on empty, and she's exhausted, irritable, and she finds it really hard to be patient with her kids. She's trying to draw from her own limited resources instead of the unlimited strength of the vine. Number two, the fading garden. The beautiful garden of her spiritual life that once was starts to fade. The joy that should come from her faith diminishes, replaced by a sense of obligation and burnout. She might start to doubt God's love or question if her efforts are even making a difference. Number three, the withering branch. Without the flow of Christ's love, Sarah's own spiritual strength is weakened. She's not experiencing the fruit of the Spirit in its fullness, and she may even start to feel detached from her faith altogether. She's like that withered branch that Jesus tells about, struggling to produce anything life-giving. This is a problem many of us women face. The world tells us to hustle, to stay busy, to be productive, to be independent. But John 15 reminds us that true faithfulness comes not from our own efforts, but from our intimate connection with Jesus alone. The answer isn't to add another thing to our to-do list. It's to rearrange our priorities. It's about recognizing that our spiritual lives are like that branch. We need the life-giving flow of Christ to thrive. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, we cannot live a truly fruitful life apart from Jesus. When we prioritize our relationship with Jesus, when we make time for Him, when we surrender our striving and lean on His strength, it will be seen in how life flows through us. His life flows, empowering us to be the wives, the mothers, and the women God created us to be, and we can bear the beautiful fruit of His Spirit in our lives then. Fruit of the Spirit is not something that we can bear at all. Only Jesus does that. In John 15, He invites women to a life of abundance and fruitfulness, not by trying harder or doing more, but by simply abiding in Him. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It's interesting that the branch doesn't strain or strive to produce fruit. The branch can do that all it wants, but it simply receives life from the vine, and the fruit grows naturally as a result. I can tell you this from experience. I've tried really hard with a vegetable garden this year. Between the groundhogs and the mildew and the cutworms and the squash beetles and the squirrels and the blight, I'm having a hard time making this happen. I truly believe that growing a garden only comes from God. And He's showing me this lesson as I strive so hard in my own might to fight all these pests. It's a powerful picture of how spiritual lives are supposed to be. You don't have to hustle for God's approval or try to earn His love by doing more. Your worth is not based on what you do, but on who you are in Christ, a beloved daughter of God, chosen and appointed to bear much fruit. Think about all the times that you felt drained or like you just weren't enough. We put so much pressure as women on ourselves to be the perfect wife, mother, friend, or professional. We chase approval, success, and fleeting pleasures, trying to fill a hole that only Christ can truly satisfy. But when you abide in Him, when you remain connected to the vine, His life flows through you. We find the strength, the peace, and the nourishment needed to live lives that truly matter. What does it mean to abide? The Greek word means to stay, to remain where you have been placed. I have a sign above my door going in from the garage that says, "Grow where you're planted." You know, truly we have little choice. In our spiritual life, it's about being intentional about our relationship with Jesus. It's about spending time in His Word, letting it nourish our souls. It's about prayer, pouring out our hearts to Him and listening for His guidance. My goodness, being still is the hardest thing for me. It's about living in obedience to His commands, not out of obligation, but out of love for Him, out of gratitude for all He has done for us, out of respect and in awe of who He is. And oh my, there's that pruning part. I know all of us have faced that. The Father is the vine dresser, and He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit. Sometimes pruning feels a whole lot like loss or hardship. But the Father's pruning is always for our good. He removes whatever is hindering growth and prepares us to bear even more fruit for His glory. Jesus is the vine, and when connected to Him and when abiding in Him, He bears the fruit in us. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We can't bear this fruit at all, but we have to choose it. Jesus can bear the fruit of love in our life, but we have to choose to be loving. And right down the line, this fruit, though, isn't about effort, but it's about His life flowing through us. It's about reflecting His character as we interact with others and in the way that we live our lives. It's not about doing. It's about being. After all, we are believers, not do-leavers. Jesus says that when you abide in Him and His words abide in you, you can ask for whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. In verse 7, Jesus says, "If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." This certainly isn't the promise of a magic wand that's going to grant every wish. He's not Santa Claus, but it is a promise that as you grow closer to Him, your desires will line up more with His, and He's going to answer your prayers according to His perfect will. So how can we stop trying to do it all and start abiding in Christ? This is the million-dollar question. It is so hard to be still sometimes and know that He is God. First of all, we can embrace the apart from Me, you can do nothing truth. Beginning in verse 5, it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in Me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from Me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in Me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned." This is not a message of inadequacy, but it is an invitation for us to surrender to Him. Recognizing that you can do nothing of eternal value in your own strength is the first step towards finding rest in Christ. I admit this is a tough one for me. As soon as I finish one podcast, I'm already trying to figure out what topic I'm going to focus on the next week. Our Sunday Connect group is going through the Bible study, I Surrender All, by Priscilla Shirer. It's based on the movie The Forge. In her first chapter of the Bible study, she focuses on everything you have. And in it, she goes through the vine and the branches and focuses on abiding. This abiding topic hit me like a ton of bricks. It's something I need to really work more on in my life. Why do I always want to help God do everything? It's so hard for me just to sit still sometimes and let Him do through me. But I'm trying. Can you relate? This week as I was planning a topic, I just really struggled with it until I finally gave it to God. And I woke up this morning with the Holy Spirit telling me, "Abide in Me, Sharon. Abide in Me." So that's why I'm talking about this today. He's still working on me to make me what I need to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be, because He's still working on me. I sure pray He never stops working on me. I have so far left to go. But praise God, I'm not where I used to be either. How else can we stop trying to do it all and start abiding in Christ? Well, we can prioritize relationship over performance. Instead of focusing on your to-do list, focus on spending time with Jesus. That starts with spending time in His Word. This is crucial for strengthening our connection. Pray constantly. The Bible has much to say about prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done." Jeremiah 33:3, "Ask Me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come." The next time you lose something important, try praying this scripture. Works for me all the time. Next, live in obedience. Obey His commands out of love and respect for Him. John 14:15 says, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." 1 Samuel 15:22 says, "To obey is better than sacrifice." And lastly, lean on Him. Acknowledge dependence on Him in every situation. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And one of my favorites, Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As you abide in him, you will find the strength and wisdom you need to navigate life's challenges. He will empower you to live a life that honors him and blesses others. And as we talked about before, we have to trust in his pruning. God's pruning, though sometimes painful, is always for our good. He is removing anything that is hindering our growth and preparing us to bear even more fruit for his glory. This is a tough one. This journey of abiding in Christ is a continuous process. It's choosing to die to self. It's choosing to take up our cross and follow him. It's about surrender. It's about staying connected to the vine, allowing his life to flow through, and trusting him to produce the fruit. Oh, if we could just accept the fact that we can't produce fruit without him. As I abide in him, he is also abiding in me, empowering me to live a life rooted in grace and overflowing in fruitfulness. So let's commit to abiding in the vine. Let's make time for him every day, letting his word nourish our souls and his spirit guide our steps. Let's trust in his sufficiency. His grace is always enough. Knowing that apart from him, we can do nothing. And let's remember, we're not alone on this journey. We're connected to each other, to other branches who are also abiding in the vine. Let's encourage and support one another. Let's share our gifts and grow together in him. I have a brother, and I've always wanted a sister. And now I realize that God has blessed me with many, many sisters, and for that I'm truly thankful. He gave us each other for relationship and to be there for one another. I'm so thankful for all my sisters. May our lives be a beautiful reflection of his grace, rooted in his love and overflowing with the fruit of the Spirit that only he can produce. This fruit that comes from him glorifies the Father and blesses the world around us. Choose to abide in the vine and watch as he transforms your life into something beautiful and fruitful. Consider answering this question this coming week. What is one practical step that you can take to deepen your abide in me and I in you relationship with Jesus? Take that step, grow closer to him, and let's just see what happens. We can always find rest and fruitfulness in him, and through him, there is always grace in our wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust him, and may his river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.